Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Global insurer Allianz Commercial recently released its 2025 Safety and Shipping Review, which tracks shipping risks and incidents during the past year. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and I'm speaking today to Captain Raul Khanna, Global Head of Marine Risk Consulting for Allianz Commercial. Captain Khanna, so glad you could join us today.
So glad to be here, John.
So, Captain, given that as much as 90% of international trade is transported across oceans, maritime safety is critical. During the 1990s, the global fleet was losing 200-plus vessels a year. Last year, only 27 were lost. Can you explain what's behind this decline in shipping losses?
Yeah, John, I think it's quite a remarkable achievement that shipping industry has shown, especially this year, achieving the lowest ever total loss of 27 ships only. And as you said, 200 ships back in the 90s and now back down to 27. I think this can be attributed to a lot of things. Typically, I think the industry itself has taken a lot of self-measures. There has been many sweeping changes with regards to regulations and requirements in terms of safety. And I think overall, the support side of the shipping industry, the insurers, the classification society, the service industry, shipbuilding industry, I think everybody has contributed to this great reduction of total loss record across the world. But I think we should also keep in mind that the total number of casualties as we record them every year, which includes these total losses, has actually gone up 10% from last year. We are looking at something like 3,300 casualties overall in 2024, which is a good 10% above what we had last year. And this also points us towards a direction there. Everything isn't exactly as we want it to be. There is still a lot of scope of improvement, and there still needs to be the challenges that are facing the shipping industry. We need to come together again to mitigate those challenges.
Now, obviously, the geopolitical landscape is creating new risks and challenges for the shipping industry. How are geopolitical conflicts impacting shipping, and what does this mean for the global supply chains?
I think at this point of time, the geopolitical impact and the risks coming out from that geopolitical situation across the globe is the biggest challenge shipping industry is facing. I think over the years, we have seen in the last few years, we've seen the Russia and Ukraine war impacting the shipping industry. While it was fresh and new in the region, we had lost quite a few ships which came into the crossfire of the attacks on shipping, which the Russia and Ukraine both did. With that was a direct impact. And then we had the Red Sea crisis, which emanated from the Houthi crisis and the Israel-Gaza conflict in the Middle East. That meant that the shipping had to deal with continuous attacks while crossing through the Red Sea. I think there were something like 70 attacks till the end of 2024 that the vessels came under, from missiles and drones and also automated vessels towards the shipping traffic which is passing through the Red Sea. I think two vessels were also target, and they sank in during that time. So that was the next conflict. And as a result of the war between Russia and Ukraine, the sanctions were in place. So the shipping community had to deal with sanctions, their compliance, and a direct result of sanction was the shadow fleet and the dark fleet of tankers and ships around the world that started to ship these oil, which were sanctioned to different destinations from Russia and some other countries as well. And then after all this, we've recently seen the whole trade wars play up into the shipping industry as well. The sanctions, the tariffs that has been put into place or will come into effect as per the current government and administration would mean that this is another big challenge that the shipping industry will be facing in the years to come by, depending on how many of these tariffs will be in place. So I think a typical ship owner is dealing with so many challenges which are coming in just from the geopolitical space. And this is over and above the challenges that are already there, the traditional fire and sinking and collision risk, and the whole decarbonization story that we've had, and ship owners had to commit large sums of money, capital, investment, and resources to achieve those targets. So I think overall geopolitical impacts are now at a point where the ship owners are really worried, and this is the number one risk in their minds. I think this also impacts the supply chain across the world because the trade routes today are being reevaluated by shippers, by importers and exporters around the world, and ship owners themselves to avoid the tariffs, to avoid the sanctions, and to avoid these conflict zones. And it's not easy to recreate long-established trade routes across the world. It means there's a lot of new routes, a lot of new players in the market, and that adds to the risks that we are already seeing. So over and all, I think geopolitical risk is probably threatening the great record that we just spoke about that shipping industry has achieved of only 27 losses in 2024 from the 200 losses that we saw in the 1990s.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Captain, you mentioned something called shadow fleets. Can you explain exactly what that is and why that's becoming more of a concern for the insurance industry?
The shadow tankers, shadow fleet, as we call, is not a new concept, or sometimes we call them the dark fleet these days. But these were ships which are trying to operate under the sanctions which were imposed sometime many years ago on Venezuela and Iran over the years, and they started back in the day. But after the Ukraine-Russia war, the sanctions that were put and the oil cap that were put on the Russian oil meant that the size of the shadow fleet increased dramatically. And essentially, these are tankers or vessels which are trying to trade when they are not legally allowed to as per the sanctions. And these are mostly oil tankers. They are typically very old tankers. They are the ones which sometimes they could be the ones which have been brought back into employment very close to their retirement or scrapping age. And this means that we've had additional risk posed by these vessels to the shipping industry. We've had as much as 50 incidents already of these ships and all these tankers involved in different casualties across the world. Now, we've had fires, we had collisions, and these are happening because many times these vessels are mostly not crewed by the top quality crews, thinking that they are already in a sanctioned trade, they're already in a semi-legal state. And then they are trying to hide their operations. They're trying to hide their energy traveling around the world, transporting and loading and discharging the oil cargoes across. And we all know that tanker operations are highly sensitive. They require very well-trained crew, and they need to be fully focused on safety. And while you're trying to hide all the operations that you're doing, you cannot be focused on safety. So this brings an additional impact of risk within these operations, which are already high-risk operations. So I think shadow fleets overall, and in the dark fleet in some cases, are now posing another impact, risk impact on the shipping industry safety record.
Shifting gears, the Mexican tall ship collision with the Brooklyn Bridge last month raised safety concerns in the waterways, particularly following the 2024 Baltimore Bridge accident. What should the maritime industry be doing to mitigate risks from these types of incidents going forward?
Yeah, I think, Charles, last year we saw a very tragic accident of the Baltimore Bridge collapsing, and this recent incident of last month of the tall Mexican ship colliding with the Brooklyn Bridge is another example of these events that can have major impacts. In this particular case, fortunately, there was no impact to the Brooklyn Bridge itself, but the vessel lost its mast, and there were unfortunate fatalities of two sea members or crew members who died. Now, these kind of incidents are definitely avoidable. Over the years, we have seen something like 1,800 incidents of vessels coming in contact with port infrastructure. This is in the 10 years from 2015 to 2024. And with these large number of incidents coming in, we have had some very tragic cases like these two, and there were others. However, I think the focus at the moment should be on, do we as an industry know enough about the risks that these ships poses? Now, we also realize that the growing size of the vessels, as was evident in the case of the MV Dali striking the Francis Scott Bridge in Baltimore, poses another threat. Is our infrastructure ready to cope with the increasing size of the vessel? These operations are higher risk because of just the size of the vessel, but also of the complex operations that are happening. Are our infrastructure, port regulations, port requirements, and risk mitigation methods or risk assessment techniques are capable and up to the mark to assess these risks, first of all, and to mitigate them if they need be? Now, in this particular case, I think it is very unfortunate that we had loss of lives, but it was very evident that the vessel should not have passed through the vessel, through the bridge, while it was probably not intending to. I think she lost, the news report says she lost power and drifted towards the bridge. Was there a risk assessment done if there was a situation like this developing? Are we conducting enough contingency planning for such events to happen and prepare for them beforehand so that loss of life and loss of property does not happen in these cases?
The report also addresses the increase of abandoned seafarers and vessels. First of all, why would anybody abandon a vessel, and why are we seeing such an alarming increase in that?
John, I think this is, again, an impact or a consequence of the geopolitical situation to some extent, what is happening across the world. The conflicts across different regions, the meant and also subsequent sanctions of the vessel meant that a lot of ship owners were in a situation where they either had to abandon the vessel because they were bankrupt, or the vessels were detained or arrested or were under a legal threat to be detained because of the operations they were conducting. In this case, operating under the dark fleet, shadow fleet, and sanctions. So, in many occasions, and for some other reasons as well, while vessels are detained, the ship owners do not have enough money or capital to pay the wages, and it probably is easier to just abandon the vessel rather than spend the litigation cost or rescue the vessel or repatriate the crew members and pay them the wages. In those cases, it's very unfortunate that some ship owners take the route of abandoning the vessel completely. And in many cases, it is for months on that these seafarers are stuck on board these vessels without any money, without sometimes even any supplies, and no support to get repatriation or sometimes even medical help. So the whole process of abandoning vessel is again not new. It's been there for many, many years, but it comes down to the financial situation of the ship owners, which has been exacerbated by the political situation all across the world.
Interesting. Captain, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, John.
That was Captain Raul Khanna, Global Head of Maritime Risk Consulting for Allianz Commercial. And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.